to get to know the world. It seems advertising often hopes to borrow from religious indoctrination. One anti-piracy campaign once concluded with, "You wouldn't download a car," like creepy cult teachings, completely ignoring logic or the difference between taking the original and just making a side copy. If this campaign kept up for centuries, maybe people could start believing that copying something is a dirty, dirty sin. On the internet, occasionally, one comes across a creature that actually spreads false beliefs. Most recently, a strange young lad stated that, "I am just so sick of people complaining that they have to watch the ads. Well, maybe you should just pay for the service." Yikes. Now, it might have been just a contrarian looking for internet points, but it is easy to imagine that people like that may actually exist for real. When a large corporation ends offering some free web space or service, they cut off what made them useful. That is not a call to play into their creepy fantasy and start giving them money, but just to find somebody else and keep on moving. Furthermore, a popular magazine that runs a Person of the Year feature once actually featured a website. And shortly thereafter, there was a movie, presumably a comedy, about the corporation behind that particular website. These are not realities. The company wasn't embraced by Hollywood and all the people that love comedy. These are marketing strategies. That famous magazine lost all credibility. It completely sold itself out and probably signaled to potential buyers that they are in fact for sale, if you pay them well enough. Schools too often sell themselves out. Some just downright taught the wrong programming language that was later going to charge money for licenses, that to this day is insanely slow and is only becoming more complex, completely defeating its original promise of clarity and uniformity. Yikes. It gets even creepier, as some schools accept free computers, failing to care that it is advertising. The company is giving those computers away to force students to become their customers later on. At the time when these practices initially started taking place, this was a greatly simplified operating system. It was just point and click. Generations of students were taught word processing and not programming or problem solving. They never knew that a word processor betrayed them into becoming a consumer, where programming would have actually fulfilled the promise that schools are making and set the students free of poverty, helped them to create their own little companies. And these are just mild examples. Game-like military service commercials aimed at teenagers in desperate circumstances is where things get really dark. No, you're not supposed to fight for God and country. When that old cracker ship comes up, you need to leave and find a more responsible nation. Look what's happening in the world right now. How many people lost their lives thinking that they were fighting in some great battle where it was actually just stupid propaganda? Yes, they are the aggressors, but they would not have attacked if it wasn't for the government propaganda that poisoned their minds, that pushed them into it under the threat of death or prison. Like I said, it gets pretty dark really fast. especially when you consider all the things that religions get away with. We may expect to see more such things, but in every case they won't be setting reality, but only hoping to warp it. It's a damned old trick. It works on the overwhelmed, overworked, desperate, and especially young people who are still piecing together the meaning of the world, of life, of universe, and what reality actually is. I think we can all be certain that for now, we can set standardized education aside, as it has been hijacked by desperate people in hopes of turning an easy paycheck. A real teacher is a philosopher, a protector, perhaps a great leader. And we won't see those kinds of people in school. They wouldn't last. All the liars would be calling them eccentric and slow and useless. And they would probably get fired for not following through with the stupid, insipid materials and subject divisions. We also see the same thing in politics. There aren't very many leaders there, if any at all. They are all businessmen. They will not be helping us to fix education. Indoctrination and reality warping is the domain of liars, and it is infinitely complex, layered, and multiplexed. It is a playing field where the liars first tipped the scales, so that they will always win. And then, to become perfect pretenders, they simply never ask themselves if they are the man who sold the world. Rather than wasting time on undoing their tricks, we have to take to self-education. Libraries everywhere have large collections of well-narrated books, and by listening to enough of the top sellers, young people will be able to get a read on who is lying or manipulating and which of those books are in fact actually written by great beings. Or they can just skip the detective work and start with the books loved by all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals. You know what? Self-education is all we ever had. It's the only thing that is trustworthy enough to pursue. And when you think about it, it's just narrated books and long hiking trips that help us in our busy lives to make room for wisdom, for integrated knowledge, rather than subjects divided into what all too soon after graduation becomes nothing at all.